Our scripture reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 29. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many deeds of power in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it has been founded on a rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as their scribes. May God add his richest blessing to the reading of his word.
When I was in high school, there was this pious group of students. They were from a local, very large youth group and congregation. They were quite proud of themselves. Some of us used to refer to them as the God Squad. Mind you, we had nothing against sharing your faith. In fact, we did it quite often. But it was the way in which they did it. It was the arrogance and the certainty of their testimony that they gave, whether you wanted it or not. I can remember this one girl asking me if I was saved. I replied that I was a Christian. I went to church every Sunday, went to youth group. Then she said to me, if you put a mouse in a cookie jar, does that make it a cookie? I really wanted to slap that girl. But I resisted the urge to knock the arrogance right off of her smug little face. And yet the longer I've lived, the more I've come to realize there is some truth behind her question. Or as another friend of mine once said, putting kittens in the oven doesn't make them biscuits. I just love those colorful phrases. But what the point is, talk is cheap, plentiful, and easy to come by. Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Words have power, but alone, they are not enough. Being a mouse in a cookie jar, or a parishioner in a pew, even if it is every Sunday, in and of itself, doesn't make you a Christian, unless there's some action to back it up. Now there's lots of wonderful phrases that we could inject here. Jesus could have been like Jerry Maguire and said, anybody? Show me the money. And we would understand exactly what he meant. Don't waste my time with words. Back it up. Show me the money. Or another proverbial favorite, put your money where your mouth is. Exactly. Now right now you might be wondering, is this a stewardship sermon? Well, yes and no. No, it is not yet time for our annual stewardship drive. You have not suddenly awakened from a four-month nap. And yet, yes, it is, because stewardship is about making the most of what God gave you, using it all for the glory of God and not just sitting around talking about it and saying how someday you're going to do this or that for the Lord. Get up and go do it. Missouri is the show me state. Eliza Doolittle sang in the musical My Fair Lady. She sings to her would-be suitor, quit throwing around all these fancy words and phrases. If you love me, show me. And that's a good one. I think Jesus would like that. If you love me, show me. Faith that is 1 hour a week and only a few words uttered with your eyes closed, or something that you claim publicly because it furthers your own cause and interests. Well, that's like that house that was built on the sand. It was made of bricks and somebody left out the mortar. When life gets tough, and it will, the house will fall apart hard. And it will hurt like heck. But if your faith is cemented together by actions that back up what you say, you will be strong. A faith that equals action and living it so others can see it shining through you requires work, commitment, and sacrifice. It requires doing what God wants you to do, even when you really don't want to do it. What's more, you can't do it for a season and then quit for a while. Ask Jody Land or any other athlete. Jody Land plays football, among other things, if you're not aware. Yet, Jody does not take the summer off, sit on his couch and play Madden NFL and eat Twinkies all summer. In fact, in the summertime, I see him up here with Tommy Bonds as his trainer almost every day. And he's pushing him to continue to hone and craft his abilities, to build his strength and his agility. And it is the same with our faith. We have to work at it year-round, every day, in every context of our lives. I read a joke the other day about a woman driving in traffic. Traffic was kind of hectic. She was a little stressed, and then this driver cut her off, and she had to slam on her brakes. Oh, that was all she could take. She got mad. She gave him the one-finger salute, yelled all kinds of ugly words at that driver. While doing this, she passed by a cop, who then pulled her over. After giving her back her license and registration and no ticket, she asked the police officer why he pulled her over. He said, "Well, I saw that fish, that Christian symbol on the back of your car, and then I saw the gesture you made and heard some of the words that you yelled, and I assumed that the car had to be stolen." Wearing a cool Christian t-shirt, necklace, or bumper sticker saying "Lord, Lord" is not enough. A life that withstands the storms that assail is one built on a foundation of faithful living, giving, and serving the cause of Christ. Serving God is hard work, but once you make up your mind to do it, God comes in and takes control. And the strength that you find just when you need it isn't your own. Your house is built on the rock because it's not really your house. It's not really your life when it comes down to it. It's God's. And what God builds, it cannot be torn down.